urgente.
It's Guillermo Lasso's do-or-die moment. On Tuesday, the opposition-controlled legislature starts the impeachment process against the conservative president, bringing to a boil a long-simmering political crisis. The opposition believes it has the supermajority of 92 out of 137 votes required to remove the former banker as president. His administration has been besieged by scandals, deteriorating economic conditions, and a tide of drug-related killings. Ecuadorians on the streets are as divided as ever.
I think he should go in a democratic and legal way. The Congress is representing the will of the people. This government has only destroyed our health and education systems.
Lasso should finish his term. The people, 18 million Ecuadorians, voted and he won a majority. We should let him finish his work.
Lasso is accused of corruption related to the embezzlement of funds in contracts signed with a state oil transfer company. His supporters deny the charges, describing them as politically motivated.
This would be nothing short of a parliamentarian coup. They're trying to remove him with strained, far-fetched evidence. Remember that this contract was signed in 2018 by the previous government. Investigators have found no penal responsibility, so there can't be a political one.
The leading impeachment congresswoman says that this is just one of a series of corruption allegations surrounding the president's inner circle, and it has become a referendum on his government.
This is no coup. We're not trying to destabilize the country. It responds to a demand by citizens, a desperate clamor for a constitutional solution to a problem called Guillermo Lasso. The polls show that after the issue of security, the biggest problem for Ecuadorians is Lasso as president.
Lasso said he will appear before Congress to defend himself.
But he also vowed to dissolve Congress and call for early elections against the impeachment vote, triggering a peculiar constitutional clause known as mutual debt that has never been used before.
Oi.
If that is triggered, Lasso will remain in office for another 6 months, governing by decree. But analysts fear it could spark further protest, similar to those last year over the rising costs of living. And further instability would rock a country already adrift. Alessandro Rampietti, Al Jazeera, Quito.
And we can now bring in Alessandro, joining us once again from Quito. So talk us through how likely it is that Lasso will be impeached.
Well, as we speak, we are listening to Lasso inside the National Assembly, forcefully rejecting the charges, denying the charges, denying any wrongdoing. He is insisting that he is here to defend, he said, the dignity and the honor of his government, which he says is an honest government and an efficient one, and that he's also here to defend the dreams, he said, of Ecuadorians who voted for him. Yet, what it also is clear is that he's a very unpopular president. Polls have him around 17% approval rating, and that there is a majority in Congress that would like to see him removed. The question is if there is a supermajority needed to do so. That would be 92 of the 137 assembly members, or two-thirds of the National Assembly here. If you talk to the opposition, they'll tell you that indeed they have those numbers, but it's quite unclear at this point. And the vote could be a number of days from now, most likely on Saturday or next week. So things could still change substantially.
Yeah, Alessandro, and Lasso himself could also decide to dissolve Congress and call for early elections to avoid being sacked.
Yes, that is this clause in Ecuador's constitution that allows the president to do that during his first 3 years in power. Lasso has been in power for a little over 2 years now. So he could indeed do that. He has said, he has vowed to do that if indeed he understands that he could be removed from office. There's also a third scenario that is being rumored, or that is growing here, which is the possibility that he decide to resign before an eventual vote, leaving the vice president in power for the next 2 years. If you talk to analysts here, they'll tell you that that would be in many ways the less traumatic decision at this point, given the fact that Lasso hasn't been able or unwilling to negotiate any of his agenda with Congress. So we're going to have to see what happens in coming days. But what's clear is that Lasso wants to fight and try to remain in office.
All right. Thank you so much, Alessandro Ampietti, reporting from Quito.